Early history of sound recorders. It all began in 1877 when Thomas Edison made the first recording of a human voice on his invention, the record player. Early record players used round tubes to record on. However, in 1887, Emil Berliner, a German living in the USA, invented a record player that used discs as alternatives to tubes, and so the modern record player was born. The first record players had to be wound up by hand and only played records that were 2 minutes long. Times surely have changed. Sound and video recorders. In 1928, the first tape recorders used to copy sound were made in Germany. Most early recorders employed steel tape to record on, which made them heavy and difficult to use, or paper tape, which was easier to use but often broke. It was not until the early 1950s that most tape recorders began using plastic tape as they do today. Meanwhile, electrical components eventually became so small that by the late 1960s, portable cassette players were developed, along with video recorders which were used by TV stations. By the late 1970s, video recorders small and cheap enough for home use were introduced. Sound and video go digital. In 1982, the first CDs were made available. CDs are often used for storing and playing music because they have a much better sound quality than traditional records and cassettes. In 1993, the VCD was born, and in 1995, the DVD was invented. The DVD is now the standard for recording and playing back video. The future. With the development of digital technology, sound and video can now be stored on a PC, on the internet, or using some form of portable storage. This will soon make records, cassette recorders, CDs, DVDs, and even TVs things of the past. Technology is now changing faster than most people can keep pace with. Who can foresee what the future will bring?